And the Christmas holidays are not far away. As a matter of fact, they're only a couple of weeks. Well, depending on who you are, maybe your Christmas holidays have already started. But is it really holiday season when you can't go overseas or necessarily travel interstate? Because you never know what's going to happen with those borders. I spoke with Jennifer Vandercreek. She's the Vice President of Carnival Cruise Line Australia. They've been doing a little bit of research into what constitutes a holiday in this day and age. And I started by asking Jennifer, what exactly does their research tell us about the holiday habits of Australians in the new age?
What we found from our research is that Australians are in desperate need of a holiday. This year, our holiday plans have turned completely upside down. Can you believe that working Aussies have taken less than 6 days of annual leave this year? I mean, that's a tragedy. And a quarter of Australians haven't even been on holiday since 2019. So what they're really missing, about 65% miss feeling relaxed and stress-free on holiday, about 45% miss sightseeing, and 17% just miss the smell of sea air.
So why is it so important to have a holiday to look forward to? I think I know the answer to this one, but I just want to make certain.
81% of Australians say every day currently feels the same, and they really want to break out of the routine. And while you can't be on holiday every day, once you have booked your holiday, there's this delicious sense of anticipation for the holiday that's to come. And for many people, that's almost as exciting as the holiday itself. So our recommendation is go out and book that holiday so that you really have something to look forward to. And perhaps it'll make that daily routine feel a little bit less onerous.
Right. How about we go to families specifically? What does the research say about families specifically?
It was really interesting in the research to find out parents need a break. As a matter of fact, a staggering 94% of parents feel everyone in their family needs a break. And interestingly, about 40% of them say they miss bonding time on holiday with friends and family. And what we know is when you're relaxed and stress-free, that's when you actually are able to really reconnect with the people that you care about.
Speaking with Jennifer Vandercreek, the Vice President of Carnival Cruise Line Australia, I'd be interested to know, what do Australians actually consider, Jennifer, to be a proper holiday?
One of the questions that we asked Australians was what they considered to be a proper holiday. And the overwhelming answer was newness. Australians really want to discover something new while they're on holiday. As a matter of fact, 90% of them share that with us. About two-thirds love discovering new places. Over half love trying new experiences. And then almost half love sampling delicious food and eating new things. Interestingly, for many, it's just being free of the daily chore routine that creates a proper holiday. So whether it's the one-third that just don't want to have to cook, the 1 in 5 who just love to sleep in, and 1 in 10 just love a freshly made bed without having to make the bed themselves.
And just finally, Jennifer, where can listeners go if they would like a little bit more information about the Carnival Cruise Line report?
If you'd like to have more information, just head on over to Carnival Cruise Line's website. It's carnival.com.au. We've got some great experiences and some great Australian cruise holidays to places like the Great Barrier Reef, Moreton Island, tropical North Queensland, or Airlie Beach. And it's a great way to see Australia.